You're recording.
Okay, so you said not starting in section five or do start?
Do start.
Okay, so we are back in session. We're going to go to section five. Let's go ahead and start with number one. Board may review, discuss, and take action on requests regarding the clarification of interpretation of ARS 322242B pertaining to certified veterinary technician application requirements for ARS 411001.02. And this is for Krista Dupree and Ms. Frost. You are the lead on that.
Yes, okay. I'm going to sound horribly nitpicky, so I'm going to kind of defer to everybody else. So this was moved last time to get, so whenever we got the original comparison, the education comparison, it was just all of the class numbers, right? And where I can look at like the education and I kind of know what we've done before, we asked her to clarify, which she did kind of. So some of the courses, so for example, VTHT 1301, Intro to Veterinary Technology, and she put the description, right? And then the corresponding education with a description, cool. But then when we start going down a little bit further, like I can understand BIO, right, biology, but the veterinary education pieces, there aren't descriptions for everything. So for example, if you go down to line 31, VTHT 1301, and then in the next column it says above, okay, that must be math, but I don't know. And then there's line 37, VTHT 1349 in above degree. Okay, yeah. Maybe, I don't know. And then we get to like line 41, VTHT 2223, see above. I'm like struggling here. And then 48, VTHT 2325, in above degree. Well, then I'm like, well, what degree? Because when we look above, it's the AAEVT courses, which I appreciate that she took them, but that's more of continuing education. Her other degrees mean more as far as applicability, and so she's not helping herself at all. And
did you look at the other one?
What
folder above it? There's a spreadsheet.
That's what I'm on. Is the comparison classes or
no? Not the PDF of the spreadsheet. The spreadsheet in a little folder marked new.
Hold on.
Above.
That's what I'm in. Unless hold on. Sorry, I got to get back. And I just messed up where I'm at here. I'm in new. I'm in the spreadsheet for
in the actual spreadsheet, not the PDF.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. So I'm in there. That's where I'm referring to all of the line items. I just have some gaps like. Line 50, VTHT 2205, in above degree. Which above degree?
I don't get that.
And I don't know what that course is. It doesn't mean that I don't understand what the education is and what she's trying to compare. I do understand that. But there's a lot of reference to a continuing education course when she's doing the comparative, which it's kind of missing the mark, you know?
Yeah.
And so if I've got to be able to say, yes, this meets the comparison, I've definitely seen several times where I'm like, your comparison didn't help you, but your degree is so clearly on point that it's easy to approve. This one's not as easy for me. And so I kind of expect her to do more work to prove it. So I don't know where I go with this because the comparison is terrible. And she's using, and I don't have a problem with equine. We've had some that have done, like their degree was in equine,
they had broader animal science.
Yeah.
Focused on equine.
Yes.
This is focused on equine, period.
Well,
no broad animal science. One, she didn't go to a school that would offer that, any of them.
Yeah.
So she didn't have that opportunity. These are narrow focused, community college, And ASU, I know they've got a great ag engineering, whatever else. They got the East Campus and ag business, but they do not have a land grant university, the capability to structure the program, period.
Yeah, I'm just struggling. I mean, if the AAEVT program was like an accredited program versus a continuing education module, that's one thing. The other thing that I'm missing is she puts the course descriptions in there, but we don't even see where she's actually completed these things. Like, there's no like certificate of completion. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, she says she did it, but all you do is you can go to their website and print this off, you know?
So I started having up here. I was just waiting. This is way too.
It's a really, really
key point focused to what you want to do. And then you look at all the transcripts and the rest of it, it's like.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a wide variety of stuff. But she got good grades in all of it. She's got the math, the basic science, the basic bio. If she wants to take the class.
I was going to say, I mean, we have her in. I don't know that would really, that would just delay.
And she's already doing the technician work, right? Chaparral or somewhere? I don't know. I'm kind of up in the air.
I know, right? I
could throw it out and say, you know what? This just isn't it. Or say, you know what? Take the test, because the test is no joke.
No, it is not.
It is no joke.
Yeah. I don't want to take it again.
Is there a lot of chemistry on it?
Enough.
Is when my techs were studying for it and they're coming and asking me questions, I'm like, what the
heck? Why do you have to know that? Yeah. Trust me, we ask ourselves that sometimes. Why do we have to know that? I'm sure you ask yourself too on the Navalee, though.
The reason I was asking about is there chemistry on it is because she barely passed that.
Oh, I mean, we do chemistry in our day-to-day jobs, if that's what you're talking about, like dilutions and stuff. We do that in our day-to-day jobs, so we do get tested on those things because it's part of our jobs. There's some things that aren't that we get tested on, but...
most practical chemistry in veterinary hospitals make me coffee in the morning.
And I fail at that one. I don't
know. Synthesizing drugs in the background. Okay.
But... this isn't it for me, so I'm gonna.
Make a motion. It's learned in ASB that the lifespan of a vet tech is 5 years or less, and so this is where it's like, while I so appreciate what you're saying, I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, would someone like to make a motion? Do we want?
I just look back at some of the other ones we've approved, and we've had a lot less specific animal courses, and we're still like, yeah, you went through and did some stuff. So, I mean, we've approved some really weird transcripts to me, so it seems like we've kind of...
No, I mean, to...
I don't know that we've done anything as narrow, because this is one species. And though it's a lot in three different schools, it's a lot of stuff that has nothing to do with nothing.
No, it is true, but I mean, we've seen a lot of other transcripts where you've done two years worth of stuff or a year and a half worth of stuff, but like, it's going
to
work.
Nothing, you're going to actually.
Well, again, there's.
Yeah, I know, right?
You're learning.
But I just look back because we've seen a lot of courses, and I'm like, how does that truly apply to what we've. I mean, there's no equivalent to actually tech school, but we still accepted it. Mm-hmm. So we've kind of. I mean, if we truly go back and audit those cases, we'll see a lot of courses that were.
I'm not seeing it in the comparison. The comparison isn't doing it for me. And the degree when you look at the.
I think that's enough to say no.
If we had an outside audit compared to this and other transcripts, I think we'd be hard pressed to defend ourselves because we allowed some.
The comparison is in there.
Well, that's a subjective thing.
Course by course.
Well, we did ask. We did ask for the. To fix the comparison.
I've seen somewhere we've done like two animal courses and the rest were just like general studies courses and we still allow that to sit.
We don't know which one, whether it's the bachelor's, the master's.
And again, the majority of her comparison, if you look at it, is a continuing education course. It's not pulling in her education, where on the other ones they do compare that. So we could ask her to go back and try again.
I was gonna
But that's
say,
the other option.
Our options are, you know, do we want her to just move on to a whole new field altogether then? Do we want her, you
well,
know,
I don't,
do we
that's not our
licensed?
Decision.
Right, but do we want her to be licensed so that we have, you know, some regulatory authority? Do we want to bring her in? Do we want to,
I don't, I mean,
why
does somebody want to
make bring her in asking her to come with further explanation and more detail?
Well, it feels like that would be a better option than having her correct or change something, you know.
Again, I don't know what VTHT2205 is in above degree, and then her comparison is in above degree, so I'm like, I don't know which
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
I think she's got clarity. Direct, deny it, direct staff to, those are the points she needs to clarify. She wants to come back. That will be one motion.
Okay, and clarify, and again, via...
Everything is blank.
Email.
Or degree above. So anything that does not have a paragraph underneath it to go with the title isn't good enough.
But what I'm asking is, are you wanting her to come in before us or...
No.
No?
I mean, I wouldn't make her come in, but if she feels like she needs to come in to...
Okay.
Yeah, if she feels like she needs to come, I think that could be an option. I agree with Dr. Wright. It could be an option. But there's a lot that we have to fill in our imagination on. And so I just want to make sure that we aren't filling in our imagination because that's not.
Okay. Does staff feel like they have enough understanding or direction to
at this moment I don't, but after I look at her paperwork, then maybe it will all come together for me.
Okay.
I think the benefit of having her come in is if she's not clear on what we're looking for on a couple of tries, we have the opportunity to express that directly to her.
Especially since it's once a month otherwise.
Right,
it takes 6 months
right.
to go back.
And I don't want to have to do this a third time. That's I don't know even where she lives, so I didn't even look that up. Is she, I mean, if
she
is in,
works,
you know.
Sheriff
yeah,
okay.
So
ideally, if she could come in, provide the answers, you know, prior in written form, but then she wants to come in to help us move this along.
Okay,
that might help. So do you? So we need a motion to deny it as is, or are we just?
I think it's just to continue for further clarification,
okay.
And give her the option to come before the board when this is next on the agenda.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed. Motion carries. Okay, so now we're going to go back up again, since we don't have Dr. Wright. So we're now under section number 4, number 5, 2213, in regards to Lorna Landman, DBM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on compliance.
Okay. Don't take this pile.
Consent agreement. Okay, and Mr. Lee, you get this one.
It's one thing. Oh, maybe not very good.
Ms. Krager, may
yes.
I just share with the board, in case everyone didn't see, I did do a staff memo and a matter of details regarding the check that was delivered on Monday,
mm-hmm.
but I can explain that if everybody didn't have a chance to see that because it was put up late.
Please do.
This is me. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But I don't know if Mr. Woody wants to start and then
well,
I can just add on.
That one was the 2213, that one. So yeah, 2213. Yeah, late for one, and then there's the wrong payment where it specifically says in the order that it's got to be a cashier's check, certified check, or money order. It's in bold on the consent agreement.
Yeah.
And there's all this. Oh, I was shocked and dismayed when I see your.
I don't think it was that sweet of a voice.
Come on, you haven't reconciled your bank account?
I know, I was like, I mean, I just have so much money that I don't even notice whether a $5,000 check is cash or not.
Anyway, so, I mean, it's just incredulous. So, I had a question for Mr. Harris, is because whether we deposit that check or not, or attempt to deposit that check or not, Mr. Harris, is a violation of the consent agreement a new case?
Yes, you'd open up a new case for failure.
I move to open up a new case.
Second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second to open up a new case.
against Dr. Landman for failure to
timely
pay, and then also submitting it in the proper form.
Improper form of payment.
Improper form of payment.
Is that non-compliance?
It's non-compliance, yes.
And as part,
so,
go ahead.
I would also say, I mean, I would move the board direct staff to try to deposit that check. And you know, at least a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush, right? And he finally got it, don't let him get it.
Okay, so we can move forward on that.
Maybe, and if it bounces, then hey, we got an open case.
Okay, well, we're still gonna open the case.
Yeah. We still got the open case. Right. We just did that, yeah. So.
But we need to, I think we need to vote on it.
Do we need to vote on taking personal?
Aren't we acknowledging by then cashing
right.
the personal check? We're then saying, well, we're gonna hold you in violation because you didn't follow the rules. But we're not gonna follow the rules and we're gonna cash your check anyway.
Yeah.
But it was the late piece of it.
I think that's something that the board can consider when it gets a response to the complaint, because it's not timely. And it wasn't submitted in the form in which the board requested.
Would there be any benefit to like putting it in escrow just to be on the safe side, or is that even worth it?
I think the direction should just be to whether or not to return it or to try to deposit it.
If it wasn't in the right form, I don't think we have a choice.
I think we have a motion, I think, to open up a complaint for failure to comply with the board order and then to direct staff to deposit it. I don't know if there's a second to that.
Okay, so a motion and a second?
Was there a second?
Was there
to
a second?
Mr. Lodi,
I will remove the deposit check.
Thank you.
Okay, so then to be clear, we're not going to deposit it.
We just deal that out.
Consider it as a separate issue.
Yeah, we'll just vote on this one for now.
Okay. Can we do a voice vote, or should we? Okay. So all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Okay. Motion passes. Okay, so then down to...
Well, probably Victoria would like some direction on what to do with the check.
With the check.
So, I told you what I thought, but Mr. Harris answered, there are legal consequences to accepting something that we normally would not accept, and I'm fine with just sending it back and say, do it the right way or don't do it.
Well, I think it'll be a piece of information that you should consider in determining what ultimately to do with that open complaint. The fact that you did accept it,
yeah.
You know, I think, you know, because so it's Dr. Tom.
We did not, so the board did not accept it. Unfortunately, the check was brought to the lobby receptionist, who is not supposed to take anything for us, but is new and took it.
Well, and I think I misspoke. If the board directs you to deposit it, you're accepting it, and...
Okay, we deposit it, we're accepting it, yes.
You know what I mean? I mean, it would be hard to say...
But by doing that, are we doing something contrary to the consent agreement that is specific to how?
It wasn't submitted in the form that you requested.
Okay. Requested or required?
Required.
Okay.
So that's not accepted. Yeah. Forget I said anything. Send it back to her. But we have to direct staff to do that, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
So that
with a smiley face sticker on it.
That says we're shocked.
We're shocked. But this is not a catch check. That would be funny.
Okay, well, continuing on then with Dr. Landman, number 2184, board may review, discuss, and take action on the continuing education plan submitted in compliance with consent agreement. Again, this is Mr. Loheed, it's in supplement one.
So again, we have the, I believe, another email excuse. She has this waking and stuff. Yeah, so the order deadline was last Tuesday. She attempted, and we're not even really sure this is she's sending this, somebody else sending on her behalf. What she sent originally had two, maybe three. And those are from a symposium that's already happened, so that's a moot point. Now she's adding a different, the BMX 2023 in Orlando. And out of all of these, I see one, two that actually fit the, because it's neurology and the, interpretable, whatever, disease, whatever, what is it, IVDD?
Yeah.
So, neurology, so she's got two with neurology. That's it. I mean, I get that, you know, if you got a messed up spine, you might have pain, but that's, you also have pain from other things too, so. She has failed to meet it.
Yeah.
And in combination, I am going to, and this is actually older, right? This is 2184. I am going to move that we combine, open a new case and combine it with the other case that we just opened.
So, why? Victoria, can you clarify?
Just to make sure that I'm not seeing something. So she actually did get this revised plan in under the original deadline. So it was submitted on time.
Okay.
It's just
wrong.
It's just wrong.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Normally you would just deny all or part of it and have her redo it.
Okay, so we're gonna, okay, then I will withdraw that motion and make a motion that we only approve acupuncture for treatment of neuromuscular conditions with emphasis on IV disc disease and neurological emergencies. Each of those have one credit in it. And both on January 14th. And none of the others fit the specifics of the order. So she needs four more.
Those are one.
No, no, she's
two more.
She's two more.
Okay.
2 more hours. Excuse me. And give her another, she had 60 days to do this one, so
yeah.
Give her another 30.
Okay. So that sounded like a motion.
That is a motion.
Second, and I have a question to say.
Sure.
Yes. Victoria, when you generally go by, I was kind of also amazed at the additional email instructions. Do you use the email they provide as part of their licensure process?
As part of their license?
What email, where do you get their email address from, their official email address?
Nobody's required to provide an email address. But the ones we have in our database are ones that they would have provided on their application or updated at any point to us.
Okay. So is this considered an update on hers? I mean, she wants her office manager CC'd or?
No, I'm not doing that.
Okay, yeah, and it's to her. We don't notify people's staff, correct?
Correct, if someone is working with an attorney, I'm supposed to be talking to the attorney.
Okay.
And the person, and nobody else.
Okay.
And I don't know who all those other people are on the email chain.
Okay.
So I'm not going to respond to them.
Okay, great. That's what I wanted to clarify. Thank you very much.
Okay, so we have a...
Where did Mr. Stoll go?
He's done with
it. He chickened out.
I don't know if they're still officially representing her.
Yeah.
That's unclear.
Yeah. She's still copying him on the email.
Okay, so
okay.
We have
a motion
and a second to
yep.
approve some of her hours. She needs to get us some more. So all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Let's move on. Number 7, 2242, regards to Simon Escalada, DBM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on compliance with board order. Mr. Loki, you get that one again.
Oh, man, three in a row.
Yeah.
So this was August 30th, and we have nothing.
Yep. So he's not in compliance, period.
Yeah, he's not in compliance, and I'm not sure, we haven't ever had any loan with this guy before, so I would offer an extension to October 20th, and if he doesn't get it in by then, it moves to a formal.
Second.
What I think I'm hearing is to give him additional time, and if he doesn't submit it, to open up a complaint for failure to comply.
For failure to comply. If we don't receive it.
By October 20th.
By October 20th, that's a week before our next board meeting. If not received by then, at our 10/26 board meeting, we'll move it to a formal.
Well, what we have to do is open up a complaint for failure to comply, give him an opportunity to respond to that complaint, and then when that time frame has expired, it'll come back before you, and then you can possibly move it to an informal.
So it's going to move as fast as formal as possible.
Now, would it be possible that he's appealing this, because he can appeal to Superior Court based on our denial of the rehearing, right? No. Is it possible he's just ignoring everything during the hearing?
He didn't apply for a rehearing.
No.
Oh, we have the order here.
He did.
Simon Escalante.
Time is not by.
Yeah, Simon Escalante.
I'm
right. I think the order is final.
Right here, the order. We denied. The response motion for rehearing and review is denied, and he has the right to appeal to the Superior Court. So, of course, maybe that doesn't matter, but I don't know if maybe that would.
It doesn't, stuff. But I believe that time has expired.
Oh, okay, so that's expired.
Yeah, it's expired. He didn't. Okay. That's just in the boilerplate.
Oh, within 35 days. Oh, I missed that part.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second to give Mr. or Dr. Escalante 30 more days to submit.
October
20th. Okay.
And if not received, to open up a complaint for failure to comply.
Exactly what Mark said. Perfect. Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes.
And then. No board members have, and if staff doesn't object, I would ask staff to please reach out and try to make one phone call to see it.
Okay. Okay, number 8, 2264, Shauna Wood, DVM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on continuing education plans submitted in compliance with consent agreement.
She was just required to do 3 hours of medical record keeping.
I wrote that her CE plan looks fine, but I.
Oh, so that was in the main agenda, right?
It is on the main. Is it not on the main?
Because I don't have it.
I'm looking forward to
it. I'm still having random folders popping up periodically and disappearing. So.
I noticed that, that happens to me a lot when I'm.
I have the hard copy, so if it would help, I'll just say
it. It's supplement one.
It's 2 hours.
It's supplement one? Okay.
Now it just showed up. It wasn't there before.
Go ahead, Mark.
Got it.
No, I was just going to help. Okay. Let them know it's 2 hours with Dr. Babcock and then 1 hour with in a different course with him. They seem to be record related. It's a tough crowd.
I'm just glad we didn't have to hear anything about the turf and that kind of stuff. That was a good one in like 15 minute deal. You got like two or three of them there.
Okay, does anyone have a motion?
I wish I could remember the first one.
I'll put a motion to approve her CE plan.
Okay.
Second.
Motion and a second to approve Dr. Wood's CE plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
All right.
Motion carries.
Congratulations, Dr. Wood.
21-146, John Oplinger, DBS. Board may review, discuss, and take action on proposed amended consent agreement. It's in your supplement one, and Ms. Sullivan, you are the lead.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I would like to move to approve the amended CA stating that he may practice without direct supervision at community veterinary connection, but this was what restrict his practice to private animal, restrict his practice to animal, his private practice to animals owned by that organization. And I'd like to commend Victoria for the resolution to this case. That still provides benefit to the community without jeopardizing public.
I'll second that, but I do want to make a comment and make it clear, because it kind of says two different things here almost, but it's hopefully he understands. But it says the new practice, what is this, the fourth bullet point? The new practice is almost exclusively operated to serve the needs of shelter animals from community connection in Wickenburg and occasionally other small rescues. I just want to make sure that it's not the almost exclusively, it's, no, he understands it's going to be exclusively. Yeah, yeah. It's not like, oh, I just saw this one, but most I see them.
In Victoria's comments at the end, she explains that it would be restricted to
I just want to make sure it's as clear as glass.
She's asking if you would accept that.
Yes.
Only these.
Yes.
But yeah, I just,
he said, yeah.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, that's why I said it would be restricted. Yeah.
Is there?
Does like, do we need to take any?
A second and then a vote, yeah.
Yeah, I see.
So motion, and there was a second?
Yes, I second.
Okay, and a second?
I just talked a lot too.
Okay. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion passes. Now down to 1971.
Is it okay if we redo the vote? Because it is disciplinary, we'll need a roll call.
Roll call. Okay. So going back to item number 21-146, in regards to John Oplinger, DVM, let's do roll call.
Ms. Krieger?
Aye.
Ms. Frost?
Aye.
Mr. Lohi?
Aye.
Dr. Nosley?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
Dr. Thompson?
Aye.
And Dr. Wright is an aye. The motion carries.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. So now on to Dr. Celeste Roy, DVM. Board may review, discuss, and take action regarding requests to comply with personal physician's medication protocol. This is in supplement two, and Ms. Solomon, you are the lead.
Yes, I have a number of concerns on this item, which I'd like to share with the board. Number one was its timeliness or lack thereof. The date on her letter of June apparently is incorrect. It refers in the body of the letter to an appointment on July 22nd. So clearly that date of June of 2021 is incorrect. But still, there were, if that discussion was held on July 22nd, there were 2 months. At this point, we've got to do a thumbs up or thumbs down, because she's planning on having the surgery before the next board meeting. So that's one concern.
Well, real quick clarification. Yeah. So you're concerned that on July 22nd she had an appointment and didn't inform us about the surgery?
No, that about the opioids, and seek approval before waiting till the last minute so that we could ask the following questions.
Which but it does say here she elected to wait during that appointment and try hyaluronic acid injections instead. So she wasn't considering surgery at that point. So I don't know if she didn't have anything to inform us about then. If that's your concern, because she said we talked about it.
Okay, but my problem is she didn't give us sufficient notice for whatever reason. This now is before us, and we have one, she is not available for questions. So I asked Victoria if we could talk with her by phone, because I have a number of questions. Has she spoken with her relapse prevention specialist, her methadone program, her addictionologist to assess her relapse risk? And I don't see any acknowledgement in her writing that this is a risk for her of relapse. Now, I'm not talking about compliance with the CA. I'm talking about risk of relapse, because in opioids, from this lay, what this layperson has read generally and heard on the news, relapse is unfortunately very high. So I would like to see some protections to kick in if she's going back on opioids. Also, she doesn't identify the exact medication, the dosage, the number of pills, the number of refills, and the duration she would be on it. There's so much information that isn't there.
See, I disagree completely with that. No, I disagree completely with that, because this is a surgery. This is a medical procedure. This is not taking pills at home. She already said in here she doesn't want to take stuff post-operative, which I still have a problem with, because I don't think we're God that needs to say you get to be in pain just to fulfill this consent agreement. This is a legitimate...
I'm not saying she can't take it, and I'm not trying to determine...
No, but I don't care about the relapse, because if someone says, oh yeah, people with opioids relapse, so I'm not going to say do the surgery with a shot of vodka only. I don't care. Get the damn surgery. She's in pain. We can't dictate, you don't get to have this because we're smarter than human doctors that say this. So I understand what you're saying.
My comments have nothing to do with the need
for the surgery. I allow that doctor, and I'm glad that doctor advocated saying, I'm not going to let you dictate my procedure. I'm glad he said that. We don't have that ability, so I think she needs to have a surgery. If the doctor says she needs to have it, I defer to them. I don't know what the concern is here other than...
I'm not making any judgment on the medical necessity of the surgery or the extent of her pain. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is what this board is concerned about is her ability mm-hmm. to, for limited practice, without being under the influence. We don't know if she's notified her methadone program that she's going to also be on oral opioids. Does that adjust her methadone dosage and frequency? Again, these are questions I have that none of this, not only were answered, but the possibility and risk of relapse were even acknowledged obtusely in her written request. And that concerns me, because she is not aware, and she may have sought this information out, simply not provided it to us. But her acknowledgement that this is a risk of relapse for her. Mm-hmm. This isn't just submitting something for our approval. And secondarily, is there something we need to do to look at post-op, at do we need to go back and have monthly, do we need to try and monitor ourselves for relapse, or are we waiting for it to completely fall apart and come back? I would like to do something preventative. I don't know if we can.
Well, I don't know if this would be an executive session question or not, but I mean, we're basically deciding if she can have surgery on her knee or not. Is that putting us in a horrible legal position?
That is the question, Dr. Wright.
But we're saying, okay, I don't want to have opioids because I'm worried about relapse, so we need to postpone this surgery and leave you in pain when your doctor says you need a surgery so that we can discuss this formality. That just rubs me wrong.
Well, right? The extent of the pain, I won't make any judgment on, simply to state that she's attending a conference out of town right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's not like she's in bedridden, and excruciating pain. She's able to get around. I'm not going to...
We're making a lot of assumptions here, and that's really dangerous territory, in my opinion.
Again, I'm not making any assumption. I'm making no judgment as to the need for this surgery or its immediacy. I want to be absolutely clear about that. What I'm concerned about is that she has not acknowledged her risk of relapsing. She has done, apparently, or not conveyed to us, any insight into that risk, nor has she sought any expert advice on the extent of that risk, what she can do to mitigate it, should her methadone program, could she OD by doing both methadone and opioids? I don't know. But there again, and her unavailability to answer questions, and again, this late, it's not our fault that the surgery is scheduled before the next board meeting. It's not emergency surgery, and again, I'm not making any judgment as to the medical need for the surgery whatsoever.
Well, Madam Chair, members of the board, the question before you is whether or not to allow her to be prescribed opioids, because the consent agreement specifically says that she's prohibited from doing that without board approval. That's the only question before you this afternoon. You raise very good points, but none of those requirements are set forth in the consent agreement as, well, if the board approves her to take opioids, then she needs to bring all of this additional information to the board.
Mr. Chairman, Madam Chairman, I move we go to executive session.
Okay.
For legal advice.
For legal advice, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's wait till we get into executive session. Let's have a
vote. Are we going to change the recording?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
Yeah, so hold on.
Well,
so
I
second.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Motion to go. Sorry. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. We're going to executive session.